Hello?
Yes.
My name is Liz. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Who is this from?
National Opinion Surveys. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances
100% I'm going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
46.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Latin American.
Okay, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very happy.
Okay, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you do not feel warm or cold. That's neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is public charter schools.
0.
Thank you. Public schools.
100.
Okay. Critical race theory.
And what's the question on that one again? What?
Yes, on a scale from 0 to 100, how do you feel towards them? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0.
Yes, 100. 100, okay. Critical race theory. I'm okay with it.
About Donald Trump?
0. Cold.
What about public school teachers?
We love public school teachers.
On a scale from 0 to 100?
100. 100.
Thank you. Your local school board?
0.
Okay. Black Lives Matter?
100.
Okay. Joe Biden?
100.
And the American Federation of Teachers?
Is that the union?
It says American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
100.
Thank you. Now, would you, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of schools in the United States? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They're good. They're good.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
In my neighborhood, 100.
Getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means it is somewhat important, and 0, it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How important? On a scale from 0 to 10. Thank you.
Okay.
Our responsibilities in democracy. The importance of civil engagement and voting. Okay. 10. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
10.
Okay. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
10.
Okay. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
And the last one is become more organized and have a structure.
10.
Thank you. How would you say, would you think that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree about politics.
Okay, have you heard, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following. Teachers, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. And thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. Please tell me whether you support or oppose. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they seem as pornographic or books that they believe deal with improperly and racial issues. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Oppose or support?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly.
Strongly support or strongly oppose?
Support.
Thinking and adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African American civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I don't oppose.
Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find that argument very convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous and unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing on a scale from 0 to 10?
Zero. I don't like that.
Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted including LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss things like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing?
100.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is very convincing? Okay. And the last one is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning how to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to deal with these discussions in respectful, advised, and age appropriately way. How convincing?
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me if you agree or disagree. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those who are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Went to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
think you? Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay, and that's, which of the following best describes your child or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, or homeschool?
Public school.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religion services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you. For each of the following, please say, tell me if it applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Does that apply to you? Okay. Is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
My wife, teacher.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.